I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
Yeah! How about that? The tones of the iconic one, Don McLean. And folks, 2022, this year, actually, can you believe it? It marks the 50th anniversary from when American Pie, one of the great songs of all time, if not the song of all time, landed at the number one spot on the Billboard charts. And we are celebrating that with Don McLean, nice enough to come back on the program. And welcome back, Don, to Long Island. Great to have you back.
Well,
and a 50th anniversary, my friend. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on Long Island.
Great having you back. You know, we could go on to all the accolades as far as what you have achieved. You know, Grammy Award, Songwriters Hall of Fame member, BBC Lifetime Achievement Award. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But, you know, American Pie, when I'm driving around and I'm playing that song, I mean, that is, you can listen to that song all day. I mean, it's just a song for the ages. You know, kind of give us, you gave us a little bit, I remember last time you were on, give the audience, for those who didn't hear last time, you know, how it kind of came into play. How did it kind of come about for you, the mindset, everything else, as far as that great song is concerned? Go ahead.
Well, for one thing, I'm really thankful that the song has given people so much entertainment all these years, musical and otherwise. They love to pick apart the verses, and it's sort of an imaginary trip that you go on when you hear the song, and I'm very lucky that that happened, because if it hadn't been a good record, no one would have ever heard it. And I had a good producer named Ed Freeman. And he and I fought a lot about a lot of things, but we produced that album. And from the cover, which is very well known with the thumb and everything, right on through all the songs on the record, Empty Chairs, Everybody Loves Me, Babylon, Vincent, you know, all these songs. The album was, you know, a home run, and it was a home run when I desperately needed something, because I thought I was out of the business, really, after the record company went under that put out my first album called Tapestry.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because, you know, when a song like that, American Pie, I mean, first off, I think it's in the Library of Congress, National Recording Registry, top five songs of all time, 20th century, right? By the Recording Industry of America. I mean, that is something. It really is. I mean, what does that mean to you? I mean, you know, you've done it all. You're, without question, one of the most respected songwriters in the history of this country. What does that mean to you when the song has reached the echelon of where it has?
Well, it means that I'll be remembered, and that's nice. But what it really means is that people love the song and returned the love to me by making the song, you know, important to themselves. Recently, I got certified by the RIAA as having sold more than 50 million albums worldwide. So the same hardcore group of people that love that song, love the album, and then buy my other albums all over the world, and then like it's almost 200 countries, according to Spotify. So, it's bigger than people think in some ways, because they always talk about the one song, but I'm very proud of that song, and I'm very proud of the fact that young people listening to music start asking questions, you know, you know, what was, who was Buddy Holly? Who was Ritchie Valens? Who was the Big Bopper? What happened? And then starting in on asking questions about history and America and music both together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we think of Don McLean, we think of American Pie, but we also got to think, you know, you named it before, Vincent, Starry, Starry Night, Castles in the Air. You know, these were mega hits. A lot of people forget some of the other hits you had there, Don.
Well, that's easy to do when you have one that's as big as American Pie is. I remember I was going to go to see Fats Domino. And I was with a blues player named Brownie McGee. And I said, you know, I don't know if I'll go. He only had one song that I remember, and that was, of course, Blueberry Hill. And he said, listen, young man, you know, you go and watch a master. And he was putting me down, you know, for being so stupid, which, of course, I was. So I went to the show, and it was one hit song after another that I knew, and it was a great show, which I never forgot.
That is unreal. You know, I was reading also the song was auctioned by Christie's, right? Did it sell? It sold for over $1 million, I know, right? Correct? Am I right with
that? Yeah, I used to write songs on green paper, which was stuff that I grabbed out of the trash can in New York City when I was broke. And we had this big stack of green pages that were almost legal length. And so about 14 of those pages sold for $1.2 million.
Wow. That is unbelievable. What's your take? I'm kind of short on time here, but what's your take on all this? You know, now, you know, the collections of Bowie, you know, even Springsteen. I mean, just dollars beyond. You know, when you go back into the '60s, when you see this stuff and everything transpire, what's your take on all this stuff with the exchange of dollars for these great artists? Go ahead.
My feeling is, and this is not a put down, but my feeling is that it's like giving $100 million to Alex Rodriguez and forgetting about Willie Mays. You know, the great artists that made rock and roll aren't in that league of people that are making those huge amounts of money. And a lot of the ones who are not really in the league of the great artists like Chuck Berry or Fats Domino.
That's a good correlation.
That's an honest answer.
No, it's a good answer. I mean, they kind of opened the doors, you know, for a lot of guys.
They didn't open the doors. They built the building.
That's
the thing.
You're correct. Hey, last one. Did I read correctly? Are you going on tour, presently on tour? Where are you at now with the band?
I'd love to. I hope I can. I'm starting at the end of January, and I'll be going to Hawaii for 3 nights, and then from there to the first ballroom.
Well, listen, we hope Long Island is on the list. You got a new arena in Belmont there, the UBS, and hopefully the likes of Don McLean will be performing there. How's that?
Well, that's a lovely invitation. I'll take you up on it.
Yes, I have say-so as far as that is concerned. Listen, always a pleasure, my friend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On the milestone and everything else. Just, you deserve it. I mean, it's, you know, hey, listen, you've done it all. And why not? Hard to believe, 50
Thank
years,
you.
American Pie. Don, thanks for checking in with us. We'll talk soon. How's that?
Great to talk to you. Thank you very much.